Hello, hope you guys are having an amazing day.
What are we going to talk about today?
Glad you asked. Today I'm going to talk to you about A.D. Barkin, his personal life, career life, his political views, efforts in 2020, why he is on the Times list, and what can we learn from him. Let's begin. Do you know who A.D. Barkin is?
No, I do not. We should talk about his personal life.
Okay, then the first thing is he was born December 18th, 1983. His parents were immigrants from Romania and Israel. He grew up in a secular Jewish household. He went to school in Claremont, California, where he took the interest in progression activism to fight against anti-gay legislation.
Wait, he was in high school and he wanted to fight against the anti-gay legislation. Well, the only thing that I wanted to do during high school was just to play video games and eat snacks all day.
Yep, that's right. He wanted to fight against the anti-gay legislation. And I would not eat snacks all day, because then you could get fat, and I don't think you want that. Anyways, let's continue. After he graduated from high school, he attended Yale Law School and Columbia College. When attending Columbia College, he met Rachel Secker Brooking, and the two got married. They had two beautiful kids together. His son Carl was born in 2016, and his daughter Willow was born last year. They live in Santa Barbara, where Rachel works as an English professor at the University of Columbia, California.
Wait a minute. He attended Yale Law School and Columbia College. Gee, he must like school. And then he also got married and had two kids. Well, isn't that just a happy ending?
I wouldn't call it a happy ending just yet. It turns out in 2016, he got diagnosed with ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Hold on, I lost you. What was it called?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
What the heck is that?
It's a weakness in the muscles. ALS has made A.D. unable to speak and use movement. He has used every drug and insurance companies from standing between Americans and the basic health they need. A.D. was the youngest patient with ALS, his doctor has seen. He speaks with a computerized voice and is able to move in a motorized chair. A.D. spent more than $12,000 on health care premiums, copay uncovered expenses, and deductibles. He has gotten arrested 7 times for protesting, but that has not stopped him from fighting for his political views. He also wrote a book, I Should Win, A Memoir of Love, Death, Hope, and Resistance in 2019.
He spent more than $12,000. Did I hear that right?
Yep, $12,000. But remember, he did it for his health, not just waste on something that isn't really necessary.
I guess, but that's a lot of money. He must have won the lottery or something, because there is no way he can't pay that much money.
Well, that was a little harsh. Can I continue now?
Yes.
Thank you. Between college and law school, A.D. worked on the campaign for Democratic Victoria Wilson to win a congressional seat in Republican stronghold of Cincinnati. While doing law school, he lived in New York to work at Make the Road New York. He represented low-wage workers seeking to recover unpaid wages, engage in collective action, and obtain safe, dignified working conditions. He helped design and draft policy proposals to enhance the quality of low-wage jobs in New York City. He was also the clerk on the United States District for the Southern District of New York. He works for the Center for Popular Democracy, where he led the FedUp campaign in 2012. He advocated with the Federal Reserve for the perspectives of low and moderate income Black and Brown Americans in two debates about the Fed policies and governance. He was also the co-founder for the Be a Hero.
He is one busy man. Also, what is Be a Hero, FedUp, and the local progress?
Be a Hero is when an American who experienced our unjust healthcare system firsthand, it is a leading to fight to replace the Senate most dangerous voices, raising over $4 million for Susan Collins, future opponent, and taking fights to Joni Ernst and vulnerable GOP senators. When COVID occurred, their focus was to tell their stories of nurses.
Oh, that's nice.
And FedUp is a Federal Reserve System. They're dominated by big banks and corporations and regular folks who are struggling. They can keep interest rates low, give the economy a fair chance to recover, and prioritize full employment and rising by bringing the voices and perspectives of low and moderate income Black and Brown Americans into debates about the Fed policies and governance. Then the Local Progress is a network of elected officials across the country and is dedicated to share prosperity, equal justice under law, sustainable and livable cities, and good government that serves the public interest.
What is A.D. Barkin doing today? You know, with this pandemic, wouldn't it be bad for his health?
Yes, it could be bad for his health if he catches it, but he is actually helping during the COVID-19 crisis and the following economic collapse. He has been a powerful force for good. He has drawn attention to a broken healthcare system, supporting healthcare workers, pushing for relief for workers' peoples as they get sick and lose their job.
How has he drawn attention to our broken healthcare system?
He has drawn attention to our broken healthcare system by, well, he actually experienced it because with his illness, he and his assistants and lawyers were on the phone asking insurance companies if they can cover the cost of his treatment. But he has drawn attention to our broken healthcare by protesting and making speeches. That is why he has his website, Be a Hero. He's also trying to convince Biden, Medicare for All.
And he has ALS and is still fighting. That is one strong and inspirational man. I can see why he made it on the Times list.
I agree. Speaking of the Times list, he made it on the Times list because he is foremost one of the influential person I know. Eddie has been really influential these past years. He has inspired many people to keep on fighting and to use their voice for politics. It is almost as if his illness was a call to action. Eddie also is on the Times list because he has brought our society closer in making healthcare in America a basic human right.
I 100% agree with that.
That is why I picked him. He influenced me by making me have a stronger voice and not giving up. I know that may seem basic, but it's so true. His disease slash illness has not made him give up. He is just going to keep on getting powerful and make sure his country is a better country for him and his kids, and that he gets Medicare for All.
I can tell that 80 has inspired you, but what can I and the rest of the people who are listening to this learn from him?
Some things we can learn from 80 is that since he has such a powerful voice in politics, we could do the same and encourage everybody to vote and have knowledge about politics. One thing that I learned from him is that with illness, he didn't give up. As I mentioned before, he just kept on putting on a fight, and when he got arrested 7 times for protesting, he didn't give up once again. And that is what I want people to learn. I also want people to learn from him is that you can think of what's going to happen in the future, but 80 focuses on the thing that is around him to have positive role for his family, and I want you to do the same.
But isn't focusing on the future a good thing?
It is a good thing, but I think that I want people to learn that it's okay not to look at the future and just to take a step back and try to focus on things that's happening in the present time.
But what if we already do that?
Then that's good, but the people who are not doing that can learn from him.
Now I know this has nothing to do with what we are talking about, but you keep on saying Nady is a positive man. And when you were talking about him, he does seem like a very positive person, but you also said that he suffers from ALS. Usually when someone suffers from a disease, they usually are not so positive. What keeps him so positive?
No, that's a great question. When 80 has a bad day, he looks at all the people being engaged in the political process to push our country in the right direction. What also keeps him so motivated and positive is also his family, and to make sure his kids are in a safe environment for when they grow up.
He said, "That's very interesting. I also have another question. He said that he is also into politics. What are things he asked us for politics?"
Another great question. Yeah, Barkin is strongly into political views. He has a vocal support for Democratic candidates across the country. Over the two past years, he has been fighting the GOP's 2017 tax bill and trying to help Democratic take back Congress. Barkin was at the Republican effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. He got arrested for protesting the Capitol building. He said, I quote, "I have ALS. I am dying. But when we come together, our voices echo so loud through the halls of Congress, out to the Supreme Court, up Pennsylvania Avenue, all the way to Wall Street." Senator Jeff Flake tweeted him, thanking Barkin for the health debate on the issue. Flake saw him because after Barkin was arrested, somebody was videotaping, and which went viral on the video. Barkin was saying, "Think about the legacy that you will have. If you take your principles and turn them into votes, you can save my life."
He said that to him?
Yes, indeed he did. Well, I think that wraps up of me talking to you about 80 Barkin. I hope you got a good feel about him and understand who 80 Barkin is as a person. Thanks for watching. Well, listening. Because you're not watching this, you're listening. Yeah, you understand what I meant. Well, bye.
Bye.